Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slug guns to choose from. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials, like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver for only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sight in service is available. There's over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for hunting, from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
Back here in Deckerville, one quarter is in the books. Ubley leading 14-0 over the Deckerville Eagles in a GTC East against a NCTL, formerly of the GTC East, Deckerville, as Ubley takes over at their 50-yard line, and the Deckerville 50-yard line, I guess, and this is going to be a handoff to the right side. Number 47, Jimmy Shaw, moves ahead for about 3 yards, brings up 2nd and 7 for the Bearcats.
Number 44, Andrew Estrada, made the hit for the Eagles. And the Eagles are going to have to take a stand here with these Bearcats. Say, we can't let you score another one until we put some points on the board. And speaking about points, if you have any scores out in the area, call the station or text us.
That's right, 269-1021 for your final scores to WLW. Greatly appreciate it. As a T formation, handoff to number 47, Jimmy Shaw, right down the middle, and Deckerville plugged that hole as fast as it was created.
Yeah, number 60 again for the Deckerville Eagles. Throws ball. They're doing a nice job of stuffing that trap over the guard, but the problem they have is when they're wide, no help off tackle.
So it brings up guys a gain of a yard there on the play from Jimmy Shaw, and brings up 3rd and 6 at the 46-yard line of Deckerville territory. Ugly now going right to left across your radio. T formation for the Bearcats. Drake is under center. Three men in the backfield for Ugly. There's the snap. Drake keeps it for himself, rolling to his right, looking back to pass. He does, and it's complete to number, that looks like number 43? 33. I can't tell.
Only the shadow knows, Clark. Give it to him.
33. That was a gain of 9 there. That's complete to number 33, Brian White, the end.
And his feet slipped out from under him, so no one really tackled him on that play. But again, the quarterback rolled out. There was no pressure from the defensive end of the Eagles, and they were able to pick up a first down.
So a gain of 9 there for Brian White on the reception for Austin. The first pass of the night for Ubley, and they're back in the T formation. Hand off to Jason Kaufman, has room to run. Gets about 10 yards until he's brought down at the 29-yard line of Deckerville territory.
Dylan Lundgren made the hit for the Deckerville Eagles.
As we're receiving hot chocolate here from
the
Deckerville Concessions.
Yes,
thank you.
Concession stand.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Athletic Department here and Concessions here in Deckerville.
They know
Much
how to take care of us.
That's right, that's right. As I'm doing all the stats here, I have no gloves on. At least Ron has the luxury of that.
Yeah, well, you know, you got all the electronic equipment over there, so I leave that up to you.
So it's 2nd and 1 there, and it's a handoff to number 47, Jimmy Shaw, around the left side. He gets about 7 yards up carry and down to about the 24-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats.
Tyler Patillo made the tackle for the Deckerville Eagles, but the Deckerville Eagles here are going to have to say, you know, we're going to stop you right here, and we're not going to let you score.
Absolutely. It's a 1st and 10 at the 24-yard line of Deckerville territory. Ubley leading 14-0, looking, trying to score again with 9.5 minutes left in the second quarter. T formation for Drake and the Bearcats. Fumble on the play, and it's picked up by Deckerville. It was a handoff intended for number 5, Jason Kaufman. He never got a handle on it. And just like that, picked up by number 44, Eric Estrada.
Andrew
Estrada. Yeah. Eric's his brother.
That's right.
So, just like that, a little momentum swung through the Deckerville side. It is 1st and 10 for the Eagles at their own 30-yard line. They have 70 yards for a score as Ubley leads 14-0, 14 left in the second quarter.
If you try that hot chocolate, it is hot.
Well, that's the name.
That's the name. But, that's you know, you bring it up, we're 3 flights up. It could get cold by then.
I suppose. And there's another fumble on the play. And this one's picked up by Ugly.
And it's number four or five. Let's see.
As Coffin. It turns, Jace Coffin, the man who couldn't get a hand on the last play, picks it back up. Oh, I'm going to take this through set out. So just like that, two fumbles and two plays. It's first and 10 for the Bearcats at the Ugly, at the Deckerville 27-yard line. Moving right to left across your radio, Drake is under center with three men in the backfield.
It must be getting colder out there, they're fumbling the football.
And this one looks like it actually hit the ground, or either he tripped immediately. That's number 47, Jimmy Shaw. He's brought down the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Brings up second and 10.
Andrew Estrada made the hit for the Eagles. As the Eagles, again, they're going to have to take a stand here and say, you're not going to get in anymore. You've had your 14 points. We're not going to let you score anymore in this quarter.
Jimmy Shaw has 7 carries on the night after that last one for 82 yards, averaging over 11 yards per carry. 3 men in the back of T formation for Ugly. Hand off to Jimmy Shaw once again, hits the left side, left corner, and tripped up at the 25-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the play.
Estrada made the hit for the Deckerville Eagles as he saw him coming off tackle this time, Clark, and nailed him.
So it brings up 3rd and 7 for the Bearcats at the 25-yard line of Deckerville. With 8:19 remain in the second quarter, Ugly leading 14-0. T formation for Drake. And the Bearcats moving right to left across your radio. And it's a handoff to the third man, number 5, Jason Coffin. He's still on his feet at the 15-yard line and finally brought down to the 13. That's a first down for the Bearcats by about 7 yards. And that is a, wow, that's a 14-yard pickup from number 5, Jason Coffin.
They ran off tackle, and I'll tell you what, Coffin ran over about 3 Deckerville Eagles before he was brought down and picked up the first down for the Bearcats.
You weren't kidding on that hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's why I only took a little
sip. Well, that's all you can take.
Yeah, that's good stuff, though.
Okay, enough. All right, so trying to recover here. 1st and 10 at the 14-yard line. At Deckerville is Ugly trying to pop this one in. Hand off to number 4, Jesse Franzel. Gets around the right side, and right when he gets the side, he gets tripped up. About a gain of 1. Brings up 2nd and 9 for the Bearcats.
It looked like Dylan Lundgren made the hit for the Eagles. Well, I'll tell you what, the Eagles are going to have to strip the ball here or something and try to stand a runner up if they can get him. But the last play where Coffman ran 7 yards, they just did not wrap him up.
2nd and 9 for the Bearcats. T formation. Once again, I'm starting to pick up a trend here as it's a keeper for Drake around the right side. He gets the line of scrimmage, scrambles back to his left, and that is where he met a few Eagles, maybe a gain of 1 on the play.
And especially Andrew Estrada got a hold of him by the leg and brought him down. So that was a much better series of downs here, but we got a 3rd down here with the Bearcats leading in this one 14-0.
And according to the spot, he's right on the 10-yard line and a gain of 2. So it brings up 3rd and 7 for the Bearcats. Trying to score a critical 3rd down here for Ugly and a critical 3rd down for the Deckerville defense.
That's right.
Do they want to be down by 20 or 22, or do they want to be down by 14 with some momentum behind them? It's a handoff to number 5, Jason Coffin, and he gets brought down right at the 5-yard line, gaining a 5 on the play, but not enough for a 1st down. Brings up 4th down for the Bearcats, 4th and 2.
Mason Hanley made the stop there for the Deckerville Eagles. One thing I haven't noticed, if the linebackers are stunning, and I, right now with the 4th and 2, this close to your end zone, I'd let it rip.
And they have about 10 men in the box for Deckerville, 1 man in the right left side. As Drake is under center, it's a handoff right to the man outside, and he gets the 1st down, but short of the end zone. That is number 5, Jason Coffin. He gains about 3 yards in the play, just enough for a 1st down, right on the 1-yard line.
Chris Wolf had to hog time and bring him down, but it was too late for the Deckerville Eagles as they allowed the Bearcats to get right into the 1-yard line and have a chance to tack on some more points.
1st and goal at the 1-yard line is Ugly in Deckerville territory. Drake under center. Hands off to number 5, Jason Coffin, to the left side, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Ubley. It is now.